15. About your travels.
1. How do you like to travel? Why?
A. I like to travel by car because I think it is the fastest and most comfortable form of transport.
B. I like to travel by train. There are cheap fares offered to students and pensioners. 2. When did you last travel by train?
A. I quite often travel by train, so it was not long ago that I last took a train.
B. It's a long time since I last travelled by train. 3. Where do you like to sit?
A. When I travel by train, I like to sit facing the engine and never with my back to the engine.
B. I don't often take a train, but when I do, I like to sit in a non-smoking compartment. 4. Where did you buy the tickets?
A. I bought the tickets at the booking office at the railway station.
5. What did you do afterwards?
A. I went to the right platform and waited for the train to come. Then I got on the train and found a seat by the window in a second-class compartment.
6. What is life at a railway station like?
A. There are usually a lot of people at a railway station. They're either standing on the platforms or sitting in the waiting rooms reading newspapers. Others are queuing up at the ticket offices or at the ticket machines.
7. What kind of trains can you travel on in Hungary?
A. In Hungary, there are express trains, fast and slow passenger trains. Express trains are usually through trains, while slow passenger trains stop at every single station.
8. Have you ever flown?
A. I have never flown because I'm afraid of flying. I also think that airfares are very expensive, so I go by train or coach instead.
B. I have flown several times. I think it's a very comfortable and fast way of travelling. 9. Do you enjoy flying?
A. I really enjoy flying, especially when I sit next to the window. I love looking at the clouds or the beautiful scenery underneath.
B. I hate flying because I'm a nervous flyer. 10. What do passengers have to do before boarding the plane?
A. Before boarding the plane, the passengers must check in. They get a boarding card. Then they go to the departure lounge, where they have to wait for some time. When their flight is announced, they go to the right gate and get on the plane.
11. Where do you like to go on holiday?
A. I like to go abroad for my holiday. When I'm on holiday, I like to see many new things.
B. I like to go to nice and quiet places for my holiday. 12. What kind of holiday do you like?
A. I like walking around busy towns, going on sightseeing tours and meeting a lot of people.
B. I like going out in the evenings and having a lot of fun.
C. I love spending my holiday in the country or on a quiet seaside beach. I enjoy lying in the sun all day or taking long walks along the seashore.
13. How do you prepare for a journey?
A. We usually choose the tour or the place on the net, and then we have to get all the necessary documents. If we decide to go on an individual tour, we have to arrange the accommodation for ourselves.
14. What things do you pack before leaving?
A. Before travelling, you have to pack some of your clothes, your toilet goods, such as your toothbrush, comb, razor and perfumery. It is good to take a camera or a video recorder with you too.
15. What documents do you need if you go abroad?
A. If you want to travel within the European Union, you only need your identity card or a passport and some foreign currency. There are some countries for which you also need a visa.
16. What do you have to show at the customs?
A. At the customs, you have to show your passport. You may also have to show your luggage to the customs officials. If you have something to declare, you have to fill in a form and pay some duty.
17. Where can foreigners stay when they are in Hungary?
A. Foreigners in Hungary can stay at camping sites, motels and hotels. In summer, they can also stay in guest houses because there are a lot of people who let their houses to foreigners, especially at Lake Balaton.
18. What kind of rooms are there in a hotel?
A. In a hotel, there are single rooms, double rooms, rooms with three or more beds, rooms with showers or with baths. There are also rooms with or without views. A room with a view is always more expensive.
19. How can you book a room in a hotel?
A. You can book a room on the phone, or you can send an email of reservation. You agree on the type of the room you want, the price, and the number of nights you are going to spend there.
20. How do you check in?
A. You fill in the registration form, write down your personal data, the room number, and the number of nights you want to spend at the hotel. The reception clerk will give you the key and will show you up to your room.